person I would know about asking what such and such a one now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would the expression "who all's children were there" sound right to you?
Well, no, I wouldn't say it like this. "Who all's children?"
You wouldn't say that.
No.
All right. Talking about what the preacher was saying, would you ever ask anybody what all did he have to say?
No, I wouldn't ask that question. You can think about what all he said, unless he was a tape recorder or something.
Okay, fine. If no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for?
For themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it?
Better do it for himself. Better do it himself.
Okay. What kind of bread is made of flour and baked in loaves?
We call it light bread.
All right.
Wheat bread.
Sir?
Wheat bread, we call it, yes.
Which would you say?
I call it light bread.
Okay, that's what I call it, too.
Yeah.
What other kinds of bread do you think of that are made from flour?
Well, I don't know.
Your wife might bake a pan of.
Oh, a cake? You talking about cake?
No, I'm thinking about bread, really.
Bread.
Not cakes. She might bake a pan of what for bread?
Biscuits. Oh, yeah, biscuits. I always thought about that because that's what she do all the time.
You a biscuit maker?
She make biscuits.
Can you make biscuits, Mr.?
Yes, I can make them, but I'd hate to do it, you know. But really? I wouldn't hate so bad if, but she can just, you know, right now, make them right now. Yeah.
What do you bake in a large cake that's made out of cornmeal?
Large cake, folks used to call it griddle cake.
Griddle cake?
Yeah.
Now, how do you make those? Are those fried on a griddle or?
I don't know. They call it griddle cake, but I don't know how that's done.
There's something else you make out of cornmeal that we eat a lot.
Oh, cornbread.
All right. Now, how is it made?
Well, cornbread, it's made to take your meal. Of course, you take your meal, you sift your meal, and maybe you scald it and put a little milk in it, or salt, or baking powder, or whatever you're going to do. Egg in it, or wherever you want to fix it. Well, then stir it all up and put it in your skillet. And your baker, where you go bake it in. I use a skillet.
Do you make cornbread?
Yes, I make cornbread. Oh. Put a little grease in the bottom of the skillet, you know. And
you can't. You can't what? What are you giggling about?
So well.
I noticed you were giggling over here in the background of his description. But you bake it, right?
I bake it. I just store one about 300 or something like that.
Do you always put an egg in it?
No, you don't have to put egg in it. You don't have to.
If you don't put an egg in it, do you still call it cornbread?
Yes, ma'am, right on.
Do you ever hear that called hot water bread?
Yes, I've heard that.
Is that the same what I'm talking about?
Well, it's pretty well. Your hot water, you use that to keep them so it won't be so crumbling when you get it cooked.
In that case, the liquid you put in is hot water.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. That's right.
I see. Ever hear of any kind of cornbread that you baked in the ashes?
Yes, that's right.
It have a name?
Yes, ma'am. Ash bread.
Ash bread?
Yes, that's right.
Is there any kind that... Oh, let me find out this, though. You cook yours round in a skillet.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
That's right.
All right. Now, do you call that a pone? What's a pone?
Well, that's what it's a pone. It's a pone. You cook it in a square pan. It can be a pone. But,
that can be a pone?
Yeah. But any kind of thing you cook it in, it could be a pone.
Oh.
Yeah.
A pone just means it refers to the whole big piece.
That's right.
Did you ever make cornbread between your hands like this and either fry it or bake it?
Yeah, I've seen it like that. I've seen people cook it like that.
Would that be called anything differently?
No, I reckon not. I don't know.
Bread. There's a kind of bread that's made with cornmeal that they put onion in and maybe some green pepper, but they fry it in fish grease.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. People